Now listen to David, and this is tremendous. This is great. Oh, this is outstanding. I hope you agree with me by now that David was a great man. But he was human like I am and you are. He stumped his toe. He had his faults. He committed his sin. But he never lost his salvation, and he never lost his zeal and desire for fellowship with God. And he knew God. Listen to him. Verse 13. David said unto Gad, I'm in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies. But let me not fall into the hand of man. Now here is the man that was trusting man. He had a census made. Now he sees. I think that David is an old man now. I think he looked back and remembered that little shepherd boy that went out with his slingshot and those five smooth stones. And at that time, David was trusting the Lord, you remember. Oh, his testimony. But he does like a great many of us. We trust God for salvation, but we don't trust him for the problems of life. And David now, he looks around about his enemies, and they are in great number now, of course. They're giant nations. And David wonders whether his army is big enough. He didn't think whether his God was big enough. His God was bigger than the giant. His God's bigger than all the nations. But David takes a census. How many times have you and I taken a census? We didn't really trust God. We put our faith in something else. Didn't really trust him. And now David says, don't let me fall into the hand of man. I don't want to trust him. I want to fall in the hands of God. Why? Because he's merciful. David had learned that God is merciful. I'm afraid many of us haven't learned that either. He hath not dealt with us according to our iniquity. He hasn't rewarded us according to our sin. If he did, we'd be in a bad way today. You know why? God is merciful. And he's merciful in salvation. You know, God holds out salvation to a lost world. And on what basis? Why, he is the mercy seat. You remember John says in 1 John 2:2, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. What is propitiation? Mercy seat. He has an abundance of mercy. And all you have to do if you want to be saved, friend, go into court with God. Plead guilty. And then ask for mercy. He's got plenty of it. That's the way he'll save you. There's a pardon for you. You must claim it. Then there's the mercies of God and providence. So I look back on my life, and I think, oh, how good he's been. He's merciful today toward an unsaved world. Why didn't last night? Why didn't judgment come? Because God is merciful. It's coming someday, but he's long-suffering. He's merciful. And he's merciful to us. He pitieth his children. He looks upon us. And then, my friend, may I say to you, there's mercies of God for the future. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good. Psalm 136, 1. God will never cease to be merciful. It's not a happy disposition with him. It's not a development of character. He didn't read the book How to Make Friends, Influence People. God is merciful. And David casts himself on the mercy of God.